Chapter 20. Phineas stood inside a large circular stone chamber, filled with many strange devices. Cutting tools, bottles, knives, tables laden with power jars, and odd glass contraptions. Shackles and chains lined the walls, but no person hung there now. He imagined men had, not so long ago. It was just another strange place, one of the many secrets beneath the Temple of Barnabas.
"This is it, Phineas,"
Selene, the High Priestess, said.
"My special chamber of horrors."
Phineas swallowed. Despite his evil nature, a wave of concern for his own personal safety settled in.
"It's all right, Phineas. I wouldn't have brought you down here if I didn't want you alive. If I wanted you dead or tormented, my guards would have done that."
She smiled. Creepy, yet beautiful.
"And as you can see, business has been slow for a while. Now come, I've something to share."
He followed, now more honored than scared. Selene stood before a vat, rectangular in shape, big enough for the frame of a man, a large one at that. Inside it, a thick, waxy liquid bubbled. A little red, a little orange, a little blue, and all swirling together. It looked like a boiling cauldron, but it did not burn hot.
"Blood. Dragon blood,"
she said. Phineas the cleric had never seen so much before.
"Well, dragon blood and many other ingredients, but years of magic worked in. And something else."
Phineas' mouth was dry, but his fascination got the better of him.
"What else?" "Dragon teeth, bones, scales, and talons, infused with another body."
"A man?"
"In some cases. See for yourself."
Selene pulled her sleeve up over her elbow and reached inside the bubbling cauldron. Her lips twitched and curled as an ancient arcane language came forth. All of the strange waters stirred before draining into the husk within. She released a small lever on the inside of the tub. A man, or something like a man with a dragon-like face, lay within. Phineas looked at her, then back at the figure in the vat. She said,
"A soldier, a creation of my own. I call it Dracus. Part dragon, part dead, part hunter. Do you like him?"
"Fascinating."
"Awaken,"
Selene said. The Dracus eyes snapped open. They were yellow and slit like a snake's. It rose up and stepped out of the vat. A variety of dragon scales glittered all over its body. Whoever it was human once, now turned into a dragon abomination, a defiance of the laws of nature. A hulking man, combined with the finer parts of a dragon. A work of arcane art come to life. Phineas admired it. A lot.
"He's magnificent,"
he said, stepping forward and back.
"Tell me more, High Priestess."
She stroked the arm of the Dracus and said,
"In the case of this one, it's a man fused with the parts and blood of a dragon. He has the unrelenting strength of a zombie, combined with the armor and weapons of a dragon. The mind of a man keeps it all working together, along with all the mystic spells."
Phineas held his finger up and asked,
"You said one?"
She patted him on the cheek and said,
"Clever, Phineas. Very good."
She clapped her hands together. Four figures leaped from a concealed ledge above and landed on the ground.
"Oh, my!"
Phineas stepped closer to Selene as four more Dracus approached. They were awesome things, cloaked with hoods drawn back, revealing the scales and sharp teeth on their faces. Each moved with ease, but their stout frames suggested power, like lizard men, but more agile and cunning. Phineas wondered how much they could think for themselves.
They are at my command, but soon they will be yours to command, Phineas.
It would be an honor, High Priestess.
He was wringing his hands. Anything that gave him power felt good.
Are we to hunt more dragons?
No. You are to hunt Nath Dragon.
Phineas rubbed his hand over his skull. He'd tried taking the man down with lizard men before and hadn't fared too well. But these Drakus, he was confident, would do better.
I see a hint of worry in your eye, Phineas. If you're not up to this...
Nay, High Priestess, I'm honored. With this brood, I cannot fail.
Don't be so sure, Phineas. But the Drakus will be well armed, and you'll be taking more than enough reinforcements. They'll be of great help. Questions?
Just one, High Priestess.
He offered a smile.
Do you want him alive? Or do you want him dead?